The Tree and the Math Teacher, a Liadin Universe fanfic, written by Akamine Chan, read by Jalaza Kazone. Mr. Pelkana led her down a side hall to a door that opened onto the inner court. "Thank you, Mr. Pelkana," Aeliana murmured. "Of course, Pilot," he responded, withdrawing back into the house. At this close distance, it was impossible to behold the entirety of Korval's tree. The tree towered over Korval's valley, a giant leafy protector, and Aeliana found herself called to it. She wandered through Dav's wild garden, totally charmed by the profusion of plants, the rainbow of colorful blooms. The air was warm and fragrant, and she spotted the movement of orange and white stripes that could only belong to Relchin, doing his given cat duty and exploring the undergrowth. In spite of the discord that the Lady Kareen brought to the house, Aeliana was feeling remarkably content. Dav had come to his senses, no longer holding her at an arm's length away, and together they would work toward a solution to their particular dilemma. She was sure that continued near exposure to each other would clarify their bond, allowing them to reach an accord. Aeliana walked down the ancient stone path, following its twisty turns. A cool breeze danced through her hair, ruffling it and making her laugh softly. The garden was a delight to the senses. Aeliana wanted to find a comfortable spot to sit and watch the world go by. Another turn and there, Korval's tree. She had the story from Dav of the tree taking a dislike to Pilot Telzak and frightening her. But Aeliana felt nothing dark or fearful from the tree. It was situated in the middle of a larger clearing, the ground uneven with the gigantic roots that kept the tree straight and tall. The truly massive trunk spoke of great age since the colonization of Liad, if the history books were to be believed. The tree was woven into the history of Clan Korval like a tangle vine, and Aeliana thought it was past time to make herself known to an elder of the clan. It was bold and verging on unseemly for one of her rank, but somehow, Aeliana thought that the tree would not mind at all. "Elder," she said after careful thought, choosing to use the formal mode of addressing a delm not one's own, "I present myself to you, Aeliana Kalon, honored scholar of subrational mathematics, pilot first class, recently out of Binjali's repair shop, Sol Sintra Port, guest under Clan Korval's care." Her Melanti had grown recently to encompass things she had never expected. "Math teacher," she heard John say, fond and scolding. "Math teacher, indeed." She placed her hands against the rough bark of the tree, unsurprised to feel it warm under her fingers. "I am pleased to make your acquaintance." Aeliana closed her eyes and felt welcomed. The intelligence behind the tree was vast and ancient and alien, and how it managed to involve itself in the brief lives of the individuals of Clan Korval was a puzzle. There was a certain parental affection, as protective of Korval was of its tree. The tree reciprocated those feelings, and more. She leaned close to hear the tree better, and when Dav came upon her, minutes or hours later, her cheek was pressed against the bark, like close kin. "Does this tree speak to you?" she asked Dav, and waited patiently for his answer. The end.